Today we've got a group of psychiatrists coming to learn Dhamma at the temple. It's good for the psychiatrists to learn Dhamma. The psychiatrists themselves can have mental disorder because they have listened to their patients a lot. They could become stressful by that. If they know how to practice, they could relax themselves. But practicing Dhamma is not the solution to cure all the mental disorders, because some mental disorders is rooted from physical condition. Somebody have mental problem, they come to learn Dhamma in a hope that Dhamma can cure their disease. Somebody who are fine but would like to learn Dhamma but got a warning that learning Dhamma could make them crazy. Have you heard about this? Somebody warning that from going to learn Dhamma you can become crazy. But some people, when they already gone crazy, they are brought to see the monk in the hope that the monk can cure them. It's impossible. You have to practice before you have mental problem. Those who learn Dhamma with me has them gone crazy. None of them. I only got the students who already have mental problem coming to learn Dhamma. But for some people, they might have mental disorder inherited from the family members. Even though they don't practice, they will have to have mental disorder anyway, because it's a physical condition. Buddhism is not the answer to all questions. It responds to only one question, that is, what are we going to do to not having suffering in our heart? How are we going to live happily, peacefully, amidst problems? In this world, there's a lot of problem. We hope that there will be no problem in this world is impossible. The world is like this. Take a look around at yourself. See the closest problem. If you are a student, you have problem of whether you're going to pass the exam. When you grow up, you go to work, you have problem at work. You have problem whether you're going to fit in with the team. Sometimes you study in one field, but then after you graduated, you go to work in other field. Somebody unfortunate to be able to work at a job that they love, but somebody don't like that job. Somebody don't like to be involved or be around with people, but they happen to learn in the field that they have to be around with people, like public relations. So it becomes stressful for these people. So there are many types of problems in this world. Like if you're running your own business, it's going well, but then technology has changed. If you cannot adapt to the change of the technologies, you will have problems. In the past, the camera used film, but at the moment, nobody use film anymore. The economy has changed. The technology has changed. The impacts on us. Amidst these impacts, somebody become ill. Somebody were having a good life, but suddenly their husband turned out to have an affair. Their children turned out to addict to drugs. Their girls turned out to be pregnant. See that there are many types of problems in this life. Typical people cannot accept this because they set out their goal that they don't want any problem in their life. When we don't want any problem to be in our life, but actually problem is part of our life, then we suffer. Actually, the wanting that makes us suffer, the problem has not made us suffer. The problem just impacts us, only the body. They cannot creep into our heart, Like when we are ill, if we are ill, we will just die. It cannot creep into our heart. If you have bankruptcy, it cannot creep into our heart. If you can practice, it can impact only your body and only your financial condition. See, our problems can make impact on us only the body. It cannot creep into our heart if our hearts have enough quality. Buddhism is an art that teaches us to train our heart to be able to be peaceful amidst problems. When we are old, when we are ill, when we are dying, when we are apart from what we love, when we have to face things that we don't like, when we want something that we cannot have, typical people suffer. But those who practice will not suffer. They will feel that this is natural. Instead of feeling that this is suffering, they will feel that this is natural. Then how are we going to be able to see this as natural as it is? If we can see that things are natural, whatever happens, it cannot creep into our heart. The things that makes our heart suffer is the wanting. Like when we are old, we don't want to be old, then we suffer. Or when we are sick, we have health problems, but we want to be healthy all the time. It's impossible. Then suffering creeps into our heart. Whenever we want something, suffering arises. This is an art of the Buddhas. He taught us that whenever wanting arises, suffering follows. We want not to be old. We see wrinkles, then we become suffered. When we got gray hair, the first gray hair, we suffer. The first time that you saw your first gray hair, you were shaken by that. But after you see a lot of them, you can accept that. Once the mind accepts that, the mind doesn't struggle anymore. When you are sick, like Long Po last year spent several months at a hospital. Long Po had cancer. Doctors and nurses came to visit me several times a day. Doctors were afraid of my blood sugar level. They came to check my blood sugar level several times a day. At night, I would like to sleep well, but nurses always come in and out to check my blood pressure. There was an old lady. At my first night admitted to the hospital, I stay at an ICCU and I had to share a room with other patients. There's an old lady. She told a nurse that she needs a sleeping pill. At first, Long Po doesn't understand why all the patients ask for the sleeping pills. Long Po didn't ask for it. And then Long Po realized that patient really needs sleeping pill because nurses coming in and out all the time, they could not sleep. Then at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., a nurse came and wake the old lady up and ask her to take the sleeping pill. The old lady wake up and angrily said that I already slept. Long Po spent several months at the hospital. Doctors and nurses came to ask whether Long Po are bored. Long Po is happy no matter where Long Po is. It's subject to the heart. If the heart can accept what happened without watching, the mind will not suffer. Like good things happen, we want it to last, then we suffer. If something bad happens, we want it to go away. Like we are ill, we want to be healthy, then we suffer. See that what makes us suffer is not the problem. Problem is part of our life. Problem about our health, problem about our property. Problem can happen out of the sudden. Have you ever experienced that? Suddenly somebody just called at you with no reason. So problem can happen all the time. But suffering can creep into our heart or not, it depends on us. It depends on our mind. Whenever we want, whenever there's the wanting, suffering follows. What are we going to do so that we don't have wanting? Can you order the mind? The mind doesn't listen. The Buddha said that the five aggregates are no self. Our mind is part of the five aggregates. It's in consciousness aggregates. It's no self. We cannot order it. We cannot order it not to want. When wanting arises, can we order it to go away? It's no self. We cannot force it. The Buddha has taught us a deep Dharma. The wanting arises out of ignorance. The wanting is rooted from ignorance. What was that ignorance about? The ignorance about the truth about the body and mind. Like we don't know that this body is impermanent, suffering and no self. The mind cannot accept this. The mind doesn't understand. Then when we are old, when we are ill, when we are dying, we don't want all of them. Before we are old, ill and dying, we already wanted that, we don't want that thing. When we are getting old, we want to be young. When we are ill, we want to be recovered soon. When we are dying, there are two types of people. One type is that they really want to die because they are so suffering about the condition they are having. The mind that has the wanting, because it doesn't accept the truth about the body and mind. Like we don't accept the truth that the mental phenomena is not permanent. We want to be happy. These days we struggle just to pursue happiness. We don't accept the truth that happiness and unhappiness are not under our control. Happiness comes and goes, it's not under our control. If we cannot accept this truth, whatever feelings arise, we will have wanting. When the good feeling arises, we want it to last. If it doesn't come, we wish it to come. When bad feeling arises, we want it to go away. Whenever we have wisdom to see the truth that this body and mind is impermanent, suffering and no self, there will no longer be wanting. Like if we know the truth that happiness and unhappiness are temporary, they are not under our control. If our mind can see this truth, whenever happiness comes, we will see that it's natural. And when happiness gone, it's also natural. The mind will see that this is natural. Seeing things as natural as it is Dhamma. If suffering comes, the mind doesn't resist. The mind will feel that this is natural. Suffering comes and then it will go. Everything is not permanent. It's not under our control. What are we going to do to make the mind accept the truth that everything is impermanent, suffering and no self? For the mind to see the truth, we have to take it to see the truth. Take the mind to learn the truth about the body and mind more often. You can begin either from the body or the mind. To learn the truth about the body and mind is called Vipassana Kammathan. Vipassana Kammathan is about learning the truth about the body and mind. Why do we learn about this? We learn it in order to get the right understanding. The right understanding or Sammatiti in Pali word, the highest understanding is that to understand that this body and mind is suffering. So all of us, let's learn gradually, learn about the body and mind, learn until one day our mind can accept the truth about the body and mind. When we can accept this truth, either we getting old, ill, or dying, we'll be able to accept that. All, everything is natural. There'll be no mass of suffering. So we have to learn about our body and mind as much as possible. Then wanting will not happen. When we know about the truth, we will not be fooled anymore. If there is no more wanting, there won't be any more suffering. We practice until we understand the truth about the body and mind, then the wanting will not happen. Like we know about the body, we will see the truth that we never seen. That is, our body is suppressed by suffering all the time. We have to be normal people to observe this body. If you already have mental disorders, it's difficult to see the truth about the body. Like you're sitting, why do you have to move? Because it's suffering. When you're sitting, there are some aching. So you make chips and changes. Why do you have to go to the toilet? Because you have to release some suffering. Why do you have to breathe? Try breathing, everyone. Try breathing around breath. See whether it's suffering. Can you see? Then we have to breathe out to release the suffering. Breathe out, everybody. See that suffering follows us in every breath. Why do we have to breathe? We breathe in order to run away from suffering. We breathe in, then we suffer. So we have to breathe out to run away from the suffering. We breathe to run away from suffering. Why do we have to make chips and changes? Why do we have to stand, walk, or lying down? Because we want to run away from suffering. When we walk for a long time, we like to sit and take some rest. Like when you go shopping for a long time, you will look for a bench or a chair to just take some rest. When you sit for a long time, suffering also arises. You have to move. See that we make movement just to run away from suffering. We breathe in and out, we make movement just to run away from suffering. Like we are sitting and we start to feel itchy, so we have to stretch. If we cannot move to run away from the suffering level will be increased, like someone who are paralyzed. They cannot move. So we have to make movement just to run away from suffering. If you observe the body, you will see that the body is full of suffering, the major one or the minor ones. So the body is full of suffering, the major one or the minor ones. Keep noticing that. Keep observing that. Then wisdom will arise. Then you will see that the body is full of suffering, minor one or major ones. It happens all the time. So the body is not something that you would like to be around anymore. So when the body is old, ill, or dying, you see that is the mass of suffering that is getting old, ill, and dying. The mind will be developed to see that. If it can see that the body is the mass of suffering, no matter what happened, the mind can accept that. The body is suffering, or in torturing moment, the mind can see, can feel that it's natural. Our mind as well, we are hungry for happiness, we hate unhappiness. Let's see the happiness that arises. Is it permanent? Is it controllable? The suffering, is it controllable? Keep noticing that. Do you know happiness? It's easy to see. When our mind is happy, most people get lost in that happiness. When we are suffering, most people mourn. Let's change. Now, when our mind is happy, just know so. When our mind is suffering, just know so. Then we'll see that the happiness is very short-lived. Happiness comes and goes. The suffering, it also comes and goes. Keep noticing that when our eyes, ears, nose, tongue, all the six sense doors make contact, and after they make contact and we get some pleasurable feeling, the mind is happy about it. But if the six sense doors make contact with something we don't like, or we see someone we don't like, or we heard someone scold at us, suffering arises. The mind is not happy about it. The mind doesn't like it, just know so. If the mind likes it, just know so. If the mind doesn't like it, just know so. Keep noticing that. Then we'll see that the liking or the not liking cannot be ordered to be happened. It changes on its own, subject to what it has made contact with. Happiness or unhappiness, we cannot choose. Like when we close our eyes, then we open our eyes to see the beautiful girl we like, you become happy about it. Then we close our eyes and open our eyes again, and then we see a dog instead. The beautiful girl is gone. So we cannot choose what our eyes to see, what our ears to hear, what our nose to smell, what our tongue to taste. Like some people try to get some tasty food to eat, go to famous restaurant, fancy restaurant. But at the moment that they are having meal at the fancy restaurant, they were having a fight with their friends. So at that moment, they cannot taste that delicious dish that they have been trying to go to taste. See that we cannot choose what our six sense door we make contact with. And after they make contact with, what kind of phenomena will arise, we cannot choose. Whether it's happiness or unhappiness, what kind of defilements, we cannot choose. Keep noticing that. Keep observe that. See that the body is suppressed by suffering all the time. It's just a mass of suffering that has some elements flows in and out. The mind is the mental phenomena that changes all the time and is not under our control. Keep noticing these truths. Don't think about it. Thinking is not about vipassana. Vipassana kamathan is about taking the mind to see the truth about the body and mind. Vipassana kamathan is not about thinking. Seeing is vipassana. Vi means clear, vipassana means seeing. So use our mind to see the body and mind clearly. This body is full of suffering. It's just material that we borrow from the world, and eventually we have to return it to the world. If we can see this truth, the mind will no longer suffer because of the body. The wanting for the mind not to be suffered is innocent. The body is a mass of suffering. It has to be suffered. It's just an element that we borrow from the world. Everybody has to return this body to the world eventually. The mind is impermanent. It fluctuates all the time. One moment is happy, the next moment is not. Keep noticing that. See that the mind is impermanent, is not under our control. When the mind can see these truths, that all phenomena, all feelings are not permanent, it's non-self. The mind is full of impermanence. One moment is happy, the next moment is not. Keep noticing that, then we'll be able to understand and see the truth that the mind is full of impermanence and not under our control. When the mind can see that all the feelings and phenomena are impermanent and is non-self. Once we see the truth that every feeling, every phenomena is impermanent, we will no longer struggle to pursue happiness. We know that happiness is impermanent. We know that even we struggle to pursue for happiness, even we can't eventually. The wanting for the mind to be happy forever will not happen. The wanting for the mind to make contact only with the good thing only will not happen. So we practice learning about the truth about the body and mind. We become mature and mature. The kids are living in an imaginary world, but some people, even though they are already 100 years old, they still live in an imaginary world. They cannot live in the real world, and they cannot accept the truth. If you can accept the truth, the wanting will not happen. If we can accept the truth, the wanting will not happen. Like if we know the truth that happiness is not permanent, suffering also not permanent, then the wanting for the happiness to lasting will not happen. The loneliness of the suffering will not happen. When suffering arises, the mind will not hate it. The mind will know that it will happen temporarily and then it will go away. No matter what happens, the mind will become impartial. When the mind is impartial, it means that there will be no wanting. When they know the truth about the body, they will know that there will be no wanting, that the body should not be like this, the body should not be like that. When they know the truth about the mind, they will know that there will be no wanting, that the mind should be like this, the mind should be like that. When there is no wanting, suffering cannot creep into our heart. This is the Buddha's art. This is an art of the Buddha. Let's go to learn. Psychiatrist, you can learn this. Psychiatrist, it doesn't mean that you don't have broken heart. It doesn't mean that you will not get sick. Some people might have built a big house, and then suddenly the government just would like to expropriate the area that this house is located. You have to move. This can happen. Or you run your own business, it's going well, and then suddenly some chaotic situation happens. Then your business has get an impact from that. So whatever happened in our life is uncertain. The uncertainty is the only certainty. So let's learn about the truth about body and mind. When the mind see the truth, there will be no wanting. When there's no wanting, suffering cannot creep into our heart. I heard that the psychiatrist will come to learn in the first session only. I teach for them, but how much they can get, it's up to them. This is another art of all arts available in this world. This art responds to only one question, that is, how to be free from suffering.